I want to begin by sharing a little bit about myself if you don't know my story. And this is so that you can realize that whether you're starting on the extremely shy end of the scale or whether you're someone that really is charismatic in a lot of situations but would like a little bit more consistency in turning it on in those moments that really count, interviews, dates, new people, no matter where you are in that spectrum, this stuff can work for you. And I know that because I've worked with clients that were going from good to great, and I myself was coming from the extremely shy end of the spectrum. Now, when I was in high school, I won an award. It was a senior superlative that they hand out at the end of senior year, and mine was the most likely to break out of his shell in college. Out of 505 students, I was the shyest boy. And the truth is, I didn't actually really break out of my shell in college. It took me many, many years, and I've spent probably 4 solid years just breaking down the simple things that my friends were doing that was making them get better reactions than I was. Because I'd be sitting there, I would say a joke, and no one would laugh. And then my buddy, who I kind of followed around, would say the same joke that he had heard me say, and everyone would laugh. Or I'd say, guys, I think it's time for us to go out to dinner. I'm pretty hungry. There wouldn't really be a response. Somebody else would chime in with the same thing, and all of a sudden, everybody else was hungry. I started to realize that, one, there were real benefits to being charismatic, to being a leader in terms of really having the respect of a group and being able to shape your circumstances, and that, two, I was not that. So that is why I am excited you are here. The results that I've seen in my life, not just in my professional life, now I teach this kind of stuff, but even before that, I was getting promotions at work that I quite frankly didn't see anyone else getting. Off-cycle promotions to the tune of 80 or 90% of what I was making. And these were based on conversations that I was having, not with my boss, not with his boss, but with the president of the company, something that I never would have seen myself doing just a few years before. And then I found myself all of a sudden, I'm doing great at work, people are paying me more than anyone else at my level, but all of a sudden I feel like I have the confidence internally, without necessarily the skill set, to quit my job, start a company, move to Brazil, and figure it out. And there's this deep sense that, you know what? No matter what happens, I'm going to be okay. That was all a result of the skills that I started to develop and what you are going to learn in this course, which is why I have to say, these skills need to be practiced consistently. The thing was, for me, it wasn't just one day of really getting inspired when I was 19 years old and all of a sudden, poof, I was charismatic. It was consistent work. And because I was learning it for myself, there was a lot of dead ends. There were periods of time where in an attempt to be charismatic, I would copy some sort of jerk trait and pretend to be a guy that I wasn't. And all of a sudden, I found myself in worse situations being more of a jerk. What I have learned to do is how to shift and internalize the best aspects of my personality so that they are more charismatic without losing the authenticity of who I was. And that's what I've learned to teach other people. That is what you are going to get in this course. In order to do that, though, you got to take consistent action. It's an old truism, but you can't show up at the gym for 2 hours and then go, whoop, I'm done for this week. It requires consistent daily effort. This is true of building a business. This is true of mastering the skill of charisma. The good news is I have broken it down for you into 20-minute increments every single day. And if you go through these, you will start to internalize these habits so that you are not just acting charismatic, you have truly become charismatic. And it is something that will just occur. You will do it without having to think about it. That is the true value, I believe, of this course. What can get in the way, though, because I know that you're probably excited right now, is when life just interrupts. Things happen. We all know this. Life at work gets more complicated. Something happens with your family. There's other priorities that come into your life. And what was important just a few days ago all of a sudden goes to the back burner. And then, of course, that cycle happens again with the new thing that's important, and you don't make any progress anywhere. I recognize that our lives are busy. That's why I've simplified this to 20 minutes. I know if you don't have 20 minutes, you don't have time to learn anything in any given day. So what I recommend that you do right now is think forward to what you would like to get out of this course. I've mentioned a couple of things. You can start to have better working relationships that can result in promotions. I personally had an off-track raise that doesn't happen in my industry because of the confidence and the relationships that I had built with the higher-ups. Maybe dating is important to you and you want to be someone that is a little bit more comfortable in those sorts of situations. You're going to start to feel a deeper confidence. Maybe you want to have a better friend circle, people that are more supportive of your growth, and that's not where your friend circle is today. Whatever it is, think of how valuable that would be to you. And then ask yourself, what kind of a commitment going forward am I willing to make in order to make that a reality? And whatever that is, go ahead below in the comments and write that down. Now, write something that's reasonable for you. Like if you know that you haven't stuck to something for more than a week, don't promise to do the entire Charisma University course. Just say, I commit to doing these actions and watching these videos for 1 week. And once you do that, see where you are. I'm sure that you will be excited about it and pick up there and continue. If on the other hand, you're like, no, I need to make this a reality. I need to transform my charisma entirely. I'm a full CU member. I'm going through the entire course, no matter what. Say it. I commit to completing the entire course. The simple act of thinking through what you stand to gain and making a declaration of what you're willing to do to get it. I've tried to make it as simple as I can on my end. I've taken 10 years of my life, everything that I've learned from dozens of in-person clients, thousands of students in this course, condensed it into 20 minutes a day for you to get the essence of what you need to know and make it a habit. That's what I can do for you, but I cannot make that commitment for you. So whatever that commitment is, write it below and live it. I promise you, if you take the actions in this course, if you listen to the mindsets, I will help you internalize them and you will see results. So go ahead right now and write your commitment in the comments. One last bit of housekeeping and then we are getting into it. When you are going through this, try to the degree that you can not to multitask. Now, I know I've purposely set this up so that you can listen to it via audio. I know that I like to take a walk. Sometimes I'm in the car and I want to listen, but I can't use my eyes. That kind of stuff, absolutely okay. But if you're trying to do work while you're listening to this, if you're carrying on a conversation with this in one ear, it's not going to stick. And of course, if you like to take notes like I do, feel free to do so. I find that just writing down the main points and then after I've gone through something, maybe a little bit later, reading over them absolutely helps with retention. So now we begin.